Good morning, gentlemen. There he is. On time, I believe.
Good morning, Barney. Sorry I'm late.
It's really too close to call.
You're looking very well.
Thank you. You're looking, the same.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I think I need some help.
Oh, you can have it. How much would you like?
Sorry.
Oh, look, I'm Detective Sergeant R.N. Harris. How can I help you?
My name is Slade, Carolyn Slade.
Can I, get you a cup of coffee or tea if you prefer?
I think I have a missing person.
Ah, who might that be?
Mr. Marvin Slade.
Your father?
My husband.
Oh, that Marvin Slade.
Problem, Harris?
She's got a husband.
He's missing.
I see.
3 days ago, he went to the store for a pack of cigarettes and...
I'm Captain Miller, Mrs.
Slade.
Carolyn.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sergeant Harris will take all the information, Mrs. Slade, and we'll do our best to find your husband. Won't we, Sergeant Harris?
Yeah, boy. Please, won't you have a seat?
Thank you.
Please, don't mention it.
Sounds like a runaway husband.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I had a cat that ran away from you once.
Hardly the same thing, Nick.
But it still hurts to think that it wasn't happy with me.
Cats are like that.
I prefer to think that it was run over. It's easier that way.
Well, precinct, where'd you haul it?
No kidding.
Where?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Somebody's conducting dogfights in a warehouse over on 10th.
Dogfights?
Yeah.
How humane. Oh, you and Nick. Dogfights. Whatever happened to band concerts and picnics in the park?
Watching animals fight has been a favorite pastime since the days of ancient Greece and Rome.
I'm aware of that.
Tens of thousands of people fill huge coliseums and watch exotic animals rip each other apart in a cruel contest.
So that's how dogfighting got started?
Any NFL.
Barr and Liz called.
Liz called? When?
Yeah, just before you came in.
You didn't tell me?
Well, just now.
She leave a number where she's calling from?
Thought she was at home.
No, she's on vacation, sort of.
Oh. Well, she said she'd call back.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Okay.
Sometimes separate vacations can be a healthy thing. Of course, you lose a double occupancy rate.
Thank you.
inconsiderate just to go and walk off like that. I was furious. And then I thought, it was my fault as well. Look, you've been very understanding.
Thank you.
I've never been attracted to understanding men.
Oh.
I've always been attracted to the brute. I guess it must be some weird need in me to be needed.
Simpatico with the pathetic, huh?
Perfect phrase.
Thank you.
Isn't that from Annie Hall?
No, that's an original thought.
Of course.
Just shows you the difference a good agent can make.
Do you have any idea where she went? Well, perhaps you saw her leave. She's a woman with two children, a girl 21, a boy 12. Yes, that's right. Slim little blonde with an interesting figure. That's her. Tell her husband called. Captain Barney Miller, New York City Police Department.
Barney? I got all the information from Mrs. Slade. I'm going to start checking out some possible whereabouts on the husband.
Okay.
But it looks like a case of masculine ego tantrums.
Maybe.
What gets into some men, Barney? I mean, look at her. Lovely. Faithful, warm, compassionate.
Harris, let's not make any judgments. There are two sides to every story. Especially in a marriage.
But it's obvious, Barney. I mean, one person does all the giving and one does all the taking.
Let's not oversimplify, Harris. I mean, there could be any number of extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, well, but I mean...
Sometimes even the most objective view only reveals the tip of the iceberg. Oh. It's the mustache.
Is it crooked?
No. I just forgot that you had shaved it off. What is that, a toupee?
Barney, it's for comfort. I mean, it's not vanity.
Ooh, of course. Of course.
Come on in here.
This is ridiculous. Crime is rampant in the streets, and you guys go around busting up athletic events.
Hey, be a sport.
What we got, Nick?
This is Joseph Lasorda. He owns one of the fighting dogs.
That's right. Just like some guys own racehorses or baseball teams.
Well, hold it. Where's Bojo?
He's searching the neighborhood with some uniforms. He's the only one we got. There's dogs and people all over the place.
What sort of law makes it illegal to put on sporting events?
Pitting two helpless animals against each other can hardly be described as the American concept of good sportsmanship.
Oh, yeah, like duck hunting. Some guy trying to blow away little birdies with a shotgun.
Mr. Lasorda, I have no intention of discussing the morality of the law. I just enforce it.
This way, Mr. Lasorda.
Do you arrest prize fighters? Two human beings trying to knock each other senseless?
You got a point.
Dog fighting's no different.
Only smaller trunks. Have a seat.
What if you can't find
him? Why don't we just cross that bridge when we come to it?
We?
I was speaking editorially.
Harris?
Barney?
We better be careful.
Well, we're trying, Barney. We really are.
Age?
49.
That'd make you about 7 in dog years. Right?
Barney, I got bit.
What? Bit?
Yeah, I was chasing one of the dogs out of the warehouse, and I got him cornered, and then he bit me. You know the one I'm talking about is a big German shepherd. He's got a black mark on his head.
Yeah, that's Max. That's my dog.
Well, where the hell is he?
Take it easy.
Barn, we didn't get the dog. He got away.
Yeah, but we got the head man. The dog only works for him.
You know what I gotta go through if we don't catch that dog?
The Pasteur treatment consists of 14 vaccine injections. placed directly into the intermuscular area of the stomach. One a day for 2 weeks. It's not very pleasant.
Dietrich, was that necessary?
I know, bad news, so kill the messenger.
I gotta get down to the pound barn and see if I can find that dog.
Take it easy, won't you? I'm sure the dog is gonna be found.
Yeah?
Sure. How many shepherds named Max could there be in New York City?
You know, my dog, he could have been a contender.
What happened?
Same old story, I guess. You win a few fights, you get cocky. You know, you don't train, you're in the wrong crowd. All of a sudden, some flashy Doberman comes along. I've seen it before.
Breaks your heart, don't it? 12 Precinct, Yamana. Oh, hi, Liz. He's downstairs somewhere. Yeah. Wait a minute. No, it's not him. Yeah. Goodbye, Liz.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Max.
That's Max, my dog. He must have followed the squad car here.
What's he doing here? What does he want?
He wants me out of this cell.
Did you tell him about the bail and stuff like that?
Look, just open this door and let me out of here and we'll forget about the whole thing.
You can't do that.
Don't be a hero. If he thinks I'm in trouble, he'll kill.
Oh, my God. Okay, take it easy. Take it easy, Max. See, I got the key here. Max, I'm going to the cage. Take it easy. See, I got the key in the lock. I'm gonna let him out. Okay. See? He don't use his head.
Everything's sealed off. Nobody's seen him leave. He's probably still in the building.
He come up here? Has anybody seen him?
He's in the building. We just haven't caught him yet.
We got to get him checked out, Bart. I'm starting to feel peculiar already.
Wojo, I'm reasonably certain that it's just your imagination.
Oh, my, yes. The incubation period for rabies is 10 days to 2 weeks. It's highly unlikely you'd feel any reaction at this stage.
Don't tell me what I feel, Wojo.
I know what I feel.
Wojo.
Come on, Max ain't got the rabies.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because he's probably giving the dog his shots.
What shots?
His rabies shots. Didn't you get your dog his annual rabies shot as required by law?
Oh, those. I skipped a few years. It threw his timing.
Oh, God.
You are Mr.
Morris, the dog catcher.
The title is Humane Technician.
Mr. Morris, I'm Captain Miller.
Captain, it's nice to meet you.
Well, sure, it's nice to meet everybody. I mean, why don't we just sit around and have some tea, huh? We all start watching me start frothing at the mouth.
Funny.
Wojo, come here, sit down.
Gentlemen?
Any luck on the husband?
No, I found him. Checked into a hotel on Canal.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And he's not alone. He's got a chick with him.
I see. Iris, if that thing bugs you, why don't you take it off?
Mm-mm. Carolyn likes it.
Carolyn.
Mrs. Slade.
Iris, you're not, getting involved, are you?
Oh, no, Barney. But, hey, look, I mean, the woman's entitled to some illusions.
Barney.
Somebody up here looking for a dog?
Oh, my God.
Max! All right, just hold on, Levitt. Just nobody get excited. Everybody take it easy.
Well, what's going on? What?
Leonard, just hold on to the dog. The dog's already bitten one person. I don't want to see any more accidents.
It's a biting dog?
Not necessarily.
Just don't do anything to frighten the dog.
Hang on, Mr. Forrest, what do you suggest?
Get the owner to call off the dog.
Okay, Mr. Lasorda.
Is that the dog's name, sir?
Mr. Lasorda, will you please call off the dog?
Why? So you can lock him up like an animal? No way. He lived like a fighter. Let him go out like one.
Mr. Lasorda, please, don't force us to use drastic measures. Call off the dog!
12 Precinct, your manor. Barney?
Yeah?
It's your wife.
I'll be right there.
Are you leaving, sir?
No. Come on to the dog. Liz, listen, I'm going to have to ask you to hold. We've got a bit of a situation here, so I'm going to put you on hold, all right? Yeah, hang on. Still a sort of... We have weapons. I don't want to have to use them, but I don't want to see anybody else get hurt, so come on.
You'd shoot a defenseless dog?
I may have no other choice.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
All right, gentlemen, stand back.
Okay, hold it. Max, come here, boy. Get it, Jack. They're all known cards.
Good doggy.
Don't call him doggy. He's a contender.
I'm sorry.
What do you say, Mr. Morris?
He'll be all right now, Captain. He has what he needs. A little attention, a little comforting.
Okay, you'll take care of him?
Yeah.
Leavitt, you can go now. Leavitt?
Thank you, sir. Sir, I want to apologize.
For what?
For my inaction, sir. It was embarrassing.
Under the circumstances, it was quite all right.
No, I'm really sorry, sir. I mean it.
Forget it, Leavitt. Forget it.
Greg, I really feel bad, and I...
Leavitt, I don't have time to stand here and listen to your apologies.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I meant for the apologies.
Oh, my God, Liz. Liz? Oh, thank God you're still here. Well, it's a long story. We had a dog up here. Wojo got bit. Liz. Yes, same old story. No, I'm fine. I'm really fine, Liz. Liz, I'm going to pick up in the other room. Just hold on. Excuse me.
Say hello for me, will you? I mean, if my name comes up.
Hello.
Oh, hello there.
I came as soon as I could.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate that.
Well, you said you had some...
Something the matter?
No.
Look, if there's anything at all on your mind, just...
It's your...
Oh, my God. it's just that I had to shave for an assignment last week, and, well, hey, look, you said that you had liked it, and so I...
And so you're always thinking of others, aren't you?
Kind of a hobby. Well?
Oh, well, I like that, too. There's something exciting about new growth.
Thank you. I found your husband.
Really? Is he all right?
Oh, just fine. He's at a downtown hotel.
Well, thank God he's not hurt.
Not so far.
Was there anyone with him?
Well, I don't like
Look,
to...
Look, I don't want to know.
Thank you.
I mean, what difference would it make, anyway? Anyway, I think it's a basic flaw in my character. You've been so kind and considerate and decent and gentle.
Hey, it was easy.
Was it really?
As falling off a log. Look, good luck, and I'll see you around.
Oh, goodbye.
You forgot the address.
How about that?
No, listen. I mean, if the kids are really enjoying themselves, sure, sure. Take a few more days. Why not? Yeah, we can talk when you get back. All right, I'll wait for your call. Yeah? I do too. Say goodbye. Yeah.
I saw the light on your line go out.
You're a very good detective, Nick.
Thanks.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering what kind of plans you had for dinner tonight.
Nick.
I got a Cornish hen I was gonna stuff.
Nick, I appreciate it, I really do, but not tonight, huh?
Okay. I didn't want to slave over a hot plate anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Well, you guys are busy.
No, what?
Well, Nick had been saying that, you know, maybe we should all go out tonight and have a few beers.
It was Cornish hen. Harris and Dietrich busy?
You call us, Bart?
Listen, everybody, I know you're all very concerned about me, and I appreciate it, I really do, but it's really not as bad as it may. I guess it's been apparent for some time that Liz and I are having our troubles.
You don't have to talk about this, Barney.
Borgio, please. Anyway, we thought maybe we took a little time apart. Time to think things over. But we're talking. We are. We've had some very frank, some candid, some very productive discussions.
You're going to issue a joint communique? Just trying to break the tension.
Thank you, Dietrich. Thank you, everybody.
Barney, look. If you ever need a
mustache.
Yeah, right. I got an extra.
Hey, Barney, my grandfather had something to say about marriage.
I have no doubts about that.
Marriage is like a horse with a broken leg. You can shoot it, but that don't fix the leg.
I like that.